Apollo 8 Houston, go. Apollo 8 Houston, go.
Roger, the cabin temperature is down to 60 and it's getting pretty chilly. You got any approved solutions on how to bring it up without screwing up this nice thermal balance we've had?
Roger, stand by. Frank, do you have your cabin fans on?
Negative.
Roger.
We haven't had them on since we separated.
Okay. Roger, Frank. Mid course number 3 looks like just a shade more than 1 foot per second, so we don't recommend that you do it. This leads us off into a mid course 4 of only about 3 feet per second right now. Your trajectory is looking real good. Your height at Paracentian is 70 miles.
Roger, understand. Thank you.
Roger, Frank. A little few thoughts on what's coming up now. The star sightings when Jim gets up looks right now like we've had enough of the Earth horizon. Everything looks real good. And we're ready to start on some lunar horizon sightings. So when Jim gets up, we'll pass the flight plan update to him for a set of stars with the moon. Also, around 48 or after the star sightings is when we'd like to see the next water dump come up. So, if you can, I recommend you get a little shut-eye.
Roger, you got any answers on warming this place up a little bit?
Roger, they're still cranking around. They're talking about cabin fans, but that sounds like sort of a noisy proposition. Apollo 8, this is Houston. Got two methods for you to warm up the cabin there. First one is a one-man job. About the best way would be to put one or both cabin fans on and go full hot on the cabin heat exchanger. It'll be a fairly slow process of warming up, and you won't get a whole lot of heating. Your second method would be to adjust with a mixing valve your radiator out temperatures. This, again, is a two-man job. You have to be pretty careful.
Roger. Well, Frank just went to bed, and Bill isn't up yet. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put on the fans, and we'll go high on the cabin temperature and see what that does.
Okay, Jim. Remember, if you use just one fan, cover the other.
Roger. Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Roger, if I use just one fan, you mentioned about covering the other one. Are you sure that's true in this spacecraft?
Roger, that's affirmative.
I thought that was a block one problem.
Stand by, Jim. We'll recheck on that one. Apollo 8, Houston, did you get the word from Frank on the stern sighting plan?
Raj, I'll get out the flight plan if you have an update to it now, though. We can update it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Houston.
Roger, you ready for that flight plan update?
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, at time 47:15, delete the P-23 sightings you're showing there. And at 45 minutes, correction, 45 hours, add one additional set of sightings to each star.
Okay, you say at 45 hours we're going to add one set of sightings to each of the three stars, is that correct?
That's affirmative. Everybody's real pleased with the Earth Horizon work, and as far as we're concerned, you can knock that off and just add one set to each one of your lunar horizon stars at about 45. This 45-hour time also is not hard. You can shift it as you desire.
Roger, as I see things coming up now, Jerry, we're going to get some black data around 44, and we'll do an alignment around 44:30, and then we'll go into cislunar navigation.
Okay, fine, Jim. Then remember, after you do the sightings, we'll want you to go back to the PTC mode again. And a little curiosity, how's the water tasting, and how'd you sleep?
Water is tasting okay, no problems, and sleep is getting better. We find it better to sleep underneath the couch now. I was up here with Frank, and I was dozing off periodically over the last several hours. Frank's now down below, and Bill's below, too.
Okay, Jim, thanks. I'll fall away, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Apollo 8, we've got a command handover from Guam to Honeysuckle coming up in about 2.5 minutes.
Roger.
Temperature at 70, so maybe warming up for you.
Right, we can feel it warm up. I have both fans on, and the our gauge is indicating about 70.
Okay, and I got a real cat sound back now.
ready to copy.
Roger, your TLI plus 4-4 maneuver pad is good, requires no update. Flyby maneuver pad follows. FPS, TNF. 6, 2, 9, 5, 4, minus 1, 6, 2, plus 1, 2, Niner. Copy.
I am copying.
Roger. 060. 5 Niner. 4 8 0 8. Plus 00 Niner. 5 3. Plus 00 5 7 8. Minus 02 0 7 6. 0 0 0 0 0 0 0. Copy.
I'm copying, stand by, and I'm going to switch on the antenna.
Roger, standing by.
Okay, go ahead.
Roger. HA is not applicable. Plus 0 0 2 0 2 0 2 3 5 6
4 minus 162 plus 129 060 59 4808 953 578. Those are 00953 and to plus and plus 00578, minus 02076, 000, 000, 000, not applicable, plus 00202, 02356, 022, 02280, 03, 0393, 310, 013, up, 048, right, 35, plus, 1418, minus, 16505, 12904, 36160, 146-2911, Sirius Rigel, 137-311-339. No ullage, requires realignment to preferred rest mat, raises fare load to 554 nautical miles.
Roger, Jim, that's correct. Let me know when you're ready for your PC plus two.
Okay, let's go on PC plus two.
Roger, Ferrocentian plus two, fast return. S, T, S, G, and F. 6-1-5-0-3. Minus 158. Plus 131-071-36. 1-2-4-4. Plus 5-9-5-7-8. Minus 0-0-0-8-6. Minus 0-5-2-8-7. Copy?
I'm copying.
Roger. 0-1-2. 0-8-0. 0-1-8. Not applicable. Plus 00203. 59813. 650. 59566. 112160. 332. Copy.
Copy.
Roger. Earth. Up 005. Right 27. Plus 0398. Plus 06500. 13215. 36961. 106-1911. Sirius Rigel. 137-311-339. No ullage. Copy.
Copy.
Roger, I have five remarks. Number one, assumes execution of flyby maneuver. Number two, use same alignment as for flyby. Number three, time of mid-course number five for RU, determination. GET of 83.38. Copy.
Roger.
Roger, 2 remarks to go. Number 4. Stand by. Number 4, use P-37, NC-4, steps 1 through 10, and NC-8, steps 3 and 4. Remark number 5, average Z400K for corridor control chart equals 36531. Over.
Roger, Houston. DC plus 2, maneuver pad as follows. SDS GNM 61503 minus 158 plus 131 07136 1244.
Copy. Roger, copy.
Plus 59578 minus 00086 minus 05287 012 080 018. Not applicable. Plus 00203 59813 650 59566 112160 332 Earth up 005 right 27 plus 0398 plus 06500 13215 36961 106 1911 Sirius Rigel 137 311 339 No ullage. Assumes execution of flyby maneuver. Uses same alignment as for flyby. Time of MCC 5 for GERU determination is 83 plus 38. Use P-37, NC-4, steps 1 through 10, NC-8, steps 3 and 4. Average V-400K for corridor control chart, 36531.
Roger, Jim, that's all correct. Apollo 8, Houston, that PC plus 2 is a fast return.
Roger, understand, fast return.